Hi there and welcome to this new episode of the B2B Sales Podcast. I'm Thibaut, your host, and today I'll share 5 types of prospecting you can use every day to book more meetings. So salespeople often confuse prospecting with cold outreach. They believe they should only book meetings with total strangers who have never heard of them or their solution. Focusing on cold outreach only is really the recipe for disaster in 2024. That's why you should mix different types of prospecting so you don't lose your motivation. If you can integrate these types of prospecting in your daily power hour, you'll start more conversations, book more meetings, and build a healthier pipeline as a result. So let's dive in. The first type of prospecting is the one we all love, which is called inbound prospecting. It's the easiest way to book meetings. You can receive a request for a demo or a call from a prospect, and your job is to be quick enough to book the meeting. It's the type of meeting we all love booking, but there are a few challenges. The first one is you can't control how many inbound leads you receive. They may, you know, stop at any time. When they come inbound, they're typically already speaking with other vendors, and most of inbound leads do not make decisions, and sales processes tend to be longer. However, if you can get some inbound leads on a regular basis, you'll book a good amount of meetings and you may reach your sales targets on these meetings alone. But the flow of leads could stop at any time. Second type of prospecting is what I call discovery prospecting. It's a great type of prospecting when you're opening in your market or when you don't have a product market fit. Your goal when using this kind of prospecting is to get the prospects to join an interview so you can learn more about their problems. It works so well because it helps salespeople go from pitching their solution to asking questions about the prospects. And there's a simple tactic you can use to do some discovery prospecting. If you want to check it out, make sure you sign up to Tactical Selling because I'm going to share this tactic on Thursday after the release of this podcast. Then you have nearbound prospecting. So nearbound prospecting is all about using your network to get some introductions. And it's incredibly powerful because prospects tend to be more receptive to introductions from people they know compared to purely cold outbound. And door-to-door salespeople, for example, use these tactics all the time, and there's a lot we can learn from them. For example, you can create a list of existing customers and ask for introductions to people they know. You can also create a list of inactive customers, opportunities that didn't close, or partners, and ask for introductions. Then we have trigger-based prospecting. This is my favorite type of prospecting. Trigger-based prospecting uses the digital footprint of your prospects to start a conversation with them. For example, if a prospect engages with a post about a problem they have on LinkedIn, you can use their engagement as an excuse to start a conversation with them. Again, if you sign up to Tactical Selling, you're going to get a full guide on how to do that exactly on LinkedIn. So just check the link in the show notes. And final type of prospecting, which is, in my opinion, one of the toughest, is account-based prospecting. And a lot of enterprise SDRs are often hired to do some account-based prospecting. They have to book meetings with prospects in designated accounts. And this can be extremely challenging because some accounts may not have a problem you can help them solve. However, there's a specific tactic I love about building an expansion sequence that can be really helpful when focusing on opening a key account. And these are 5 types of prospecting you can use to book meetings. So inbound prospecting, discovery prospecting, nearbound prospecting, trigger-based prospecting, and account-based prospecting. And actually, the secret relies on mixing them to stay motivated. If you have a target of 20 meetings per month, having 0 conversations because everyone ignores your cold outreach is really hard to sustain. But if you find some low-hanging fruits, get some easy meetings in, everything will get much easier. So it's really about mixing all of these. I hope this helps, and happy prospecting.